The topic of this poster presentation is handling of Tommy Atkins mango fruit for ripe and ready-to-eat markets by Jorge A. Zuna Garcia from INIFAP, Mexico. The demand for ripe and ready-to-eat mango has increased, offering an interesting possibility to Mexican producers because of the geographic closeness of production sites to the U.S. markets. The objectives of this research were to determine the optimum fruit ripening stage and harvest, and to define shipping temperature and warehouse temporary storage conditions to maintain mango quality. The study was carried out on the mango production zone of Nayarit, Mexico, with presence of fruit fly. Tommy Atkins fruit was collected from a packing line of a commercial packing house during the 2016 harvest season. Fruit was divided according to ripening stage and then submitted to a quarantine treatment. 150 degrees Fahrenheit for 100 minutes and a hydrocooling of 69.8 to 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes. Two factors were considered. First, two levels of fruit ripening at harvest, being ripe, rounded form with full cheeks and raised shoulders, a pulp color ranging from stage 2 to 3, and a soluble solid content of around 7.3 degrees Rix. B. 3/4 ripe. Higher ripening degree with skin turning color and a total soluble solid content of around 9 degrees Rix. And second, 4 levels of shipping temperature. A 53.6 degree Fahrenheit with a variation of 1.5, B 59.0 with a variation of 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit, 63.4 with a variation of 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit, and finally 71.6 with a variation of 3 degrees Fahrenheit. In all cases, the relative humidity was 85% with a variation of 10%. Sampling was done at the beginning and at the end of the shipping simulation period, 5 days, and at consumption time. The variables studied were weight loss, external appearance, pulp firmness, pulp color, and total soluble solids, the grease bricks. We used a factorial design with 20 replications for weight loss and 8 fruit for all other variables. Ripening degree did not affect fruit weight loss at any sampling time, while a significant difference was observed for shipping temperature, especially at the end of the 5-day period of refrigerated shipping simulation, figure 1. The higher the temperature, the greater the weight loss. External appearance was significantly affected by ripening degree and shipping temperature, figure 2. At the end of the refrigerated shipping simulation, 3/4 ripe fruit showed a little worse external appearance than ripe fruit, but both in the range of good to fair. At consumption, it was the opposite. 3/4 ripe fruit showed better external appearance than ripe fruit. With respect to the effect of shipping temperature at the end of the refrigerated shipping simulation, the best external appearance was from those fruit shipped at 59 degrees Fahrenheit, while at consumption, the worst external appearance was of that of fruit shipped at 53.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Pulp firmness was affected by both factors, figure 3. Ripe fruit were firmer from the beginning to the end of the shipping simulation, but no significant differences were detected at consumption. In relation to shipping temperatures, the higher effect was observed at the end of the refrigerated shipping simulation. Fruit shipped at lower temperatures, 53.6 and 59 degrees Fahrenheit, were firmer than those shipped at higher temperatures, 64.4 and 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit. However, no significant differences were detected at consumption. Pulp color was affected by ripening degree and shipping temperature factors, figure 4. 3/4 ripe fruit showed higher pulp color intensity than ripe fruit practically at all sampling periods. The effect of shipping temperature was mostly observed at the end of the refrigerated shipping simulation. Fruit shipped at 59 degrees Fahrenheit showed the lowest pulp color intensity than fruit shipped at 53.6, 64.4, or 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit. In contrast, at consumption, no significant differences were detected among shipping temperatures. Total soluble solids were also affected by ripening degree and shipping temperatures. Figure 5. 3/4 ripe fruit were sweeter than ripe fruit at all sampling periods, while shipping temperature mostly affected at the end of the refrigerated shipping simulation period. Fruit shipped at 59 degrees Fahrenheit showed the least total soluble solid development. However, no significant differences were detected at consumption stage. In conclusion, ripening degree affected external appearance, pulp firmness, pulp color, and total soluble solids grease bricks. Shipping temperature significantly influenced most of the variables, especially at the end of shipping simulation. The lower the temperature, the fewer the weight loss, higher pulp firmness, and less development of pulp color and total soluble solids. The suggested ripening degree at harvest is 3/4, and the shipping temperatures are 59 and 64.4 degrees Fahrenheit with a variation of 1.5 degrees.